Continuing now, 33 after the hour. You know, you look at this new budget put forth by Governor Whitmer, significantly larger than, well, any budget in Michigan history, actually. It's larger than last year's budget by quite some dollars, and it's bigger than any budget in Michigan history. And my next guest says, you know what, there's a lot of room in here that we could trim back and keep things fiscally responsible. Jarrett Skorup here, Director of Marketing and Communications at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Jarrett, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
Always good to have you here. So the budget's, well, that's the biggest we've ever seen here. And we've got the governor who says we still need 45 cents more per gallon on gasoline and probably a few other places. What do you make of it? Give me your first blush.
Well, my first blush on her budget is, like you said, this would be the biggest we've had all time. It would be about a $3 billion increase over the current budget. And I think that there's plenty of room. I agree that we need to spend more on roads, transportation. I think there's room to do that in the current budget. And so a lot of what we've been focused on is if we want to shift money around in the current budget, which polls show most taxpayers want the legislature to do, how can we do that?
All right. So when you look at this budget, Jarrett, and you start identifying areas of concern for yourself, where do you begin?
Yeah, well, for us, so the first thing to understand right now off the top is that Michigan's budget is bigger than plenty of other states that are, I would say, more fiscally responsible than we are, including neighboring Indiana. So they spend 5% lower taxes overall than Michigan, which that doesn't sound like much, but that's $2 to $3 billion right there that they're able to run more efficiently than we are. So right now, Michigan has a lot of higher spending in some areas, especially on employee costs. So we spend almost $120,000 for every state employee. We spend six figures for every school employee. Both of those are about 50% higher than they were in the year 2000.
And yet, all I hear, Jarrett, yeah. All I hear from people is we need more money on education. We need more money on this and more money. Now, how is it that we currently tax Michigan residents more for gasoline than any state around us, as an easy example? We spend, if I'm not mistaken, a significant amount of money on education for paying teachers and so forth compared to the states around us, and yet it's always the same answer. We need more money. How is that?
Yeah, well, and we spend $50,000 per prisoner, which is way above surrounding states. Well, the complicated answer that I can simplify is pensions. So we have a ton of debt in our pension system that the legislature over the last 6 years or so has been paying down that debt. And that has caused skyrocketing costs for every employee. I think that's necessary spending, but it is wasteful. It was the result of very bad decisions 10 and 20 years ago. And then we also have all these tax credits that we've promised out to some of our larger corporations in the state. We did that during the Great Recession. That was during the Granholm era largely. And, that's billions of dollars that we've promised out and are paying out. And most other states are not dealing with those types of situations.
Well, I think you nailed something.
That has bloated our budget.
Yeah, Jarrett Skorup here from the Mackinac Center. I think you nailed something, Jarrett, that doesn't get a lot of discussion these days. But there was a reason that Franklin Roosevelt, among others, was strongly, adamantly opposed against public sector unions. And you just outlined one of those. And that is when you have public sector unions playing poker with somebody else's money, that money being yours and mine, and whoever's in office doing the same, making deals back and forth, we'll give you a raise over here, or we'll put more money in your pension. You just get your people to turn out and vote for us this coming election cycle, and what do we end up with? With pensions that we can't fund anymore. We end up in a position because it was great when the sun was shining, but now that the clouds are here and it's a little bit darker, we don't have the money to cover it. And is that the jam?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And also, honestly, I don't think it's been good for them. I think it was such short-term thinking because if you look at it, we have 15,000 fewer state employees in Michigan now than we did in 2000. Same population, 15,000 fewer, but we're paying way more for those employees. Even for the union, they've lost membership because they have asked for these benefits that just became unsustainable. And it's not the workers' fault. They're they're doing their jobs and showing up and going, but we've cut a lot of those workers in order to pay these unsustainable benefits, which ultimately has harmed everybody.
Yeah, so here we are, and it's true not just in Michigan, but you look around the country, you look at these, you know, these bloated pension deals that were put together for state employees, and I don't want to take money away from those people at this juncture. I mean, they made a deal. They were told what the situation was going to be. They were made promises. I believe we need to keep our promises, even if it hurts us a bit, and it does. But going forward, we can't offer these kinds of deals anymore. We can't offer these Cadillac retirement, you know, work until you're 49 or 50 years old, retire for the next 50 years when people live so long. You can't do that. It's not it's not survivable financially, is it?
Right. That's exactly right. And the legislature has done that largely. So a couple years ago, they began offering essentially 401k plans to new employees, which is generous. It's up to a 10% match. But it does get us out of this pension issue, but it only affects new employees coming in. So everybody that's in the system is protected. But yeah, we're going to have to pay down that debt for a long time. And that's really caused us to have a much higher spending than many other comparable states.
All right. So where do we go from here then? Obviously you're speaking out. Yeah. I talk about it here on a regular basis. You know, I'm not sitting quietly by, but does it really have an impact? Because those at the Capitol, whatever. Do they care what you think or what I think? Some days more than others. Some days they care a lot. Some days not too much. And I wonder, because if you start messing with retirements and pensions and so forth, unions will bristle up and threaten them with X, Y, and Z. You know how the game's played.
Right. Yeah, and I think that they've done a good job in those areas. It's just caused a high in our budget. So looking at what they have to do going forward, well, first of all, I mean, we've had four polls now. The governor's proposal of making us by far the largest gas tax in the country, we're already at one of the highest, is so unpopular. I mean, it can barely get 20% support. So I think the legislature should understand that. And if you look at the most recent polls, they say, we want you to prioritize current spending. So what we've said is, if you just take the budget's increasing because of economic growth, it's going to increase already. If you can freeze all that discretionary spending that you have and put all that money into transportation and end what we see as select business subsidies, so we have these programs where we're trying to entice companies to come to our state, that's nice. But that's not a necessary spending right now when we have other priorities. But between those items, that's $2 billion more you can put in the roads right there.
There you go.
So we don't even have to talk about cutting these other areas. We don't have to talk about that. Just free spending, cut a couple of minor programs, and you're at $2 billion right there. And I think that most people would support that.
How dare you come here full of common sense like that, Jared? How dare you do that? Yeah, Jared Skorup, passing along clear thinking, fiscal responsibly ideas. We like it. From the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Jared, thank you for being here.
Always appreciate it, Steve.
There you have it. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
We are here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in and out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
work 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.